and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wonder if you'd put it up in the swap shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04. To help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great books, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility.
This just in. The courts in California have approved the Trump plan to only count legal U.S. citizens in the upcoming census. As a result, California's population has been reduced to 12. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Well, no, Will's not here. It's just me and Charger. And if you want to buy, sell, or trade anything that's lawful and moral. Lawful means it doesn't violate the laws of man, and moral means it doesn't violate the laws of God. Then you're welcome to do it here at 520-790-2040. And I think it's about time for a cup of coffee, don't you? Let's see if I can get the coffee made and get my coffee cup back in the room in time for the music to be over. Evidently not. It takes a little longer to walk to the back of the building and get the coffee and the creamer, the cup and the creamer. And let's see, we got a call coming in. Caller, your first name, please. Go ahead and call back. And Swap Shop, your first name, please.
My name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. You're on the radio. What you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
Hey, I just had a little information to pass on. Two things. First thing is your smokestack with the generators in it and the propellers, and you're thinking about raising the heat, the heating the air and spinning a prop to turn a generator?
No. I'm talking about...
Isn't that what you're...
No, I'm talking about... talking about turbines, not a prop.
Okay, but there's still, the turbines are turning generators, right?
Correct.
Okay. My suggestion is that'd be a long ways to go to change a generator. They fail more than things like power steering pumps. I'd put a hydraulic pump up there and then just run some hard tubing down to the bottom and then turn the generators with that. And then you would never have to go up that couple hundred feet to change that hydraulic pump because, you know, your power steering pump never goes out in your car, but your alternator does.
No, power steering pumps go out.
Well, they go out because... They're closed systems, and people get leaks in their hoses because we have rubber hoses.
Right. Well,
if you use metal tubing to run your hydraulic fluid, then you don't have that problem with what you're thinking about. So that would eliminate that. That's the reason that we lose our power steering pumps is people lose it because they get leaks due to rubber.
Yeah, because rubber's a lot easier. Excuse me. Easier to use than metal is.
Well, it's easier, but it's kind of an engine in the car moves, so the hoses move with it and everything. And
right.
And the second suggestion is I haven't heard it. I waited a whole week to hear it on the radio. But why couldn't they in Texas, when they saw the weather event happening? And we have not only satellites, but we have remote rain stations where you can actually measure the rain and the time that the rain is falling. Why couldn't they have used a drone to fly over those camps? And they're quiet. They're a lot quieter than helicopters and airplanes. Have a speaker on it and warn everybody, because you could have got there just as fast as the crow does. You know, just follow the crow to the campsite and,
You could have.
You could have gotten there, and you could have warned these people at 2 or 3 in the morning, because a drone out there, like, you know, playing 100 decibel warning on a speaker would wake you up, and you could get to high ground.
Well,
but by the time the flood happens, it's too late. And I know it was quick, but the drones are a lot quicker than...
Well, the thing about it is that we don't have a drone system for that.
Well, I mean, just think about it, though, because we're all becoming a drone-oriented society.
It makes more sense. It would make even more sense if you had a speaker system set up along the river on the flood area, and you wouldn't need to fly a drone, although I admit a drone would be cheaper than a speaker system. But if you just had speakers, a speaker system on poles every 500 yards or so, and you could just set it off with a switch, that would be even more efficient.
That would, except for the fact that that has a chance of failing more than the drone does. But I'd use both of them. I don't see why not. When you're in a remote location, when we used to hike into the Grand Canyon, they tell you about flash flooding in some of the places you hike, like the Havasu Falls, and you really wouldn't have a chance of getting out of there if it did flood at night. So
no.
We saw floods happen from thunderstorms that happened 15 miles away, and then you look down, there's this creek. It's just flooding all of a sudden, and there's no cloud in sight.
Right. I think your idea is very well thought through about the hydraulics as opposed to the generators.
Well, my life is run by statistics and critical thinking, and then there's the third genre where the arena of ideas, where you go with your gut on the arena of ideas, but everything else is statistics and critical thinking.
Well, Bob, you seem
so
to
you try to run your life like that, and You make less mistakes, but I still drop things, and I still have to bend over and pick them up when I got a backache. So,
well, you seem to have a good mix between the analytical and the creative, which is kind of unusual. A lot of people have either they're all analytical. I know a guy like that who's just all ones and zeros in his head. Ian, I know a guy like that, and if he's listening, he knows who I'm talking about. And then I know he owns a chemical formulations company. He's a very, very good human being. He's completely analytical. And then I know people who are so emotional that they overstate things to an extent that it kind of blunts their point.
Well, a lot of times I'll analyze a job for a week before I go out there and start building it, because I try to eliminate the mistakes I'm going to make and have to go back and repeat. And you think about it for like a week, then you can go through all the things that are going to go on.
Yeah,
I do have a Magneto story I have to tell you someday. Probably going to have to tell you when I meet you on the street or in the park, but. I do have a Magneto story, because I heard you mention that one day, and my Magneto story is pretty great. It's one of the high points in my life.
I mentioned Magnetos?
Yeah, you talked about a Magneto story. I think we were talking about airplanes or something at that point in time. Old piston engines, they run off of Magnetos.
Yeah, right. It doesn't strike a responsive chord. The only thing I remember saying in that guise is... My age 10-year-old flight in a 1927 Ford Trimotor And as we took off, the pilot, the trim tab, you know, it's a high-wing monoplane, and the trim tabs, it's a mechanical trim tab, was on the coming off a spar to the upper, to the high wing, and it was located in the middle of the cockpit, high up, right under the wing. And the pilot was furiously cranking in trim as we were taking off. And I mean furiously. He was really pumping on that wheel. And I leaned over to my dad over the din of the engines. And I said, what's that wheel the pilot, what's that crank the pilot's turning? My father, without breaking stride, leans over to me and goes, it's a prayer wheel.
I know the trim tabs, they're button run in airplanes these days.
Well, yeah, not in 1927.
And they do have the tabs on the ailerons that help, that assist you when you're making your turn. They will turn the opposite direction to help give you a little more leverage to move
right,
the aileron.
But the trim tabs are on the ailerons. I think they're on the ailerons.
They're on the ailerons.
But
and you trim up your airplane with your trim tabs.
Right. I think that's what he was doing was adding nose up trim because it did. It I think it wanted to be nose heavy. So.
Well, I could make a coordinated turn in that tri-motor.
I got it.
That is
what
something that a lot of people don't know anything about, but between gravity and an airplane, you have to know how to make a coordinated turn by.
Okay, what do you do?
Well, you give it a little bit
No. What do you do? I didn't ask you that. I said, what do you do?
I do everything, Charles. I'm a musician. I know how to work on cars. I've been doing that for over 50 years. I've worked on airplanes and helicopters. I've been able to fly both of them in the military.
And
I'm still open to anything. I'm going to start taking guitar lessons pretty soon here, and I just turned 70.
Cool. Do you have a company?
No, I don't.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Just me now.
All right. Well, listen, I got to go. We're coming up on a break, and I don't want to miss the break, and I got to do a sponsorship endorsement before then.
Well, you said that chat time is early on in the swap shop. Now, hopefully, you got a bunch of people lined up to sell.
Well, I hope so. And if not...
sometimes it happens, and sometimes it doesn't. I listen all the time, and sometimes you get a pretty bleak weekend, and sometimes it's just one after another, and you got a guest in there, and they don't even get a chance to talk. So,
well, you know how it is. Sometimes you feel like
enjoy that as it is.
Sometimes you feel like sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. All right. Well, listen. You have a good day, Bob.
You too, Charles. Have a good day. Bye.
And one thing he doesn't have is a great sense of timing. That's all right. I got a button here for that. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. You can buy and sell and trade to your heart's content. Well, I didn't finish the coffee, did I? So we got hazelnut coffee and hazelnut creamer. I'll get the creamer ahoy open here. And I'll tap some into the cup. And I will put the safety lid back on and make sure it's on safe. And we'll make it shaken, not stirred. And we'll give it a sip. And not bad. All right, 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything you'd like. Talk about your yard sale. My voice is a little rough today, as you can already tell. That's okay. I will soldier on, and we will get it done. And I'm trying to open all my documents while I talk. Maybe I'll just wait on that until during the break, not try and do too many things at once. And I will tell you, this portion of today's program is brought to you by Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. They specialize in managing money for gun owners, although they'll take on anyone that considers being a gun owner. And they do mean that. It's kind of how they roll. And it's a wonderful company that has guided many, many people to financial peace. And he does give out that book, Financial Peace, or The Total Money Makeover. And he will sit down with you at absolutely no charge and figure out your finances. If he thinks that you will listen to his advice, he's willing to accept you as a client. And if you're willing to accept his advice, that's great, and that's a good match. And if not, he'll smile and shake hands and recommend another advisor. That's kind of how it works. And so if you have questions, if you have debt and you want to get out of it, you can find out how to do that. You can see him at WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. That's WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. Or you can call them at 777-1911. That's 777-1911. And yes, they do mean that, 1911. And Mike's got some new spot. Mike's got some new spots cooked up. And I think the first one is in the first break. So put an ear to the radio and get a load of this.
36 of the 50 state high temperature records were set 1975 or earlier, more than 50 years ago. Actually, 23 of the state 50 high records were set in the 1930s. Most people don't know that, but so it's, we've had warmer times in the past.
So it must have been the early Chevy Suburbans. Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with that babe of mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime.
My mom and dad used to really love that song. I'm not sure if it had some romantic meaning for them, or if it was just popular on the radio in the 30s when they were growing up, or what it was. Let's see, 17 and 17. Yeah, he would have been 17 in 1934. And the 10th would have been his 108th birthday. So, kind of interesting stuff. So, I remember I was on the air the day after he passed away, and that was sort of a surreal time on the air. I don't remember anything about the day except saying at the end, dedicating the program to him. So that was in 2005. So that was 20 years ago. Hard to believe. I remember it well. Remember the day well, though. Yeah, and when Mike Fassetta and... her name... Dana Kaplan was on the air. Dana was producing and Mike was running the phones. That was before I came to the revelation that I could do it all myself. And with the exception of leaving a little bit of dead air when I was walking to the rear to get my my coffee mug and my creamer, with the exception of things like that, I could have sent somebody to do it. I suppose I could train Charger to do it, and he's pretty good at stuff. He's amazing in that he can open the door from that opens towards him. Most dogs can't do that. Most dogs just paw at it and bang on it. But he figures out how to put his nose in the crack in the door and pull it and wedge it open, which makes him a pretty smart dog. On Sundays, he seems to know what day it is, and I guess he's got it in his dog timer. And when I start getting dressed to go to radio, he starts going nuts to go along with. And I go, don't worry, we're going to the radio station. It doesn't calm him down at all. He's just apoplectic for a while till I get the leash on him, and then he runs to the van and I say, no Honda, and he goes to the right car. It's amazing. So anyway, did I tell my story about going up Mount Lemmon? I'm not sure if I did that on the air with him. On Memorial Day, I decided to take the day off and go up to Mount Lemmon. It's one of my favorite places, a piece short of Sedona. And I like going up to Mount Bigelow, where our transmitters are, and sitting near the transmitters and probably frying whatever I have left, but and sitting up there and doing some glassing and taking the picnic table out of the back of the CRV and setting it up and maybe putting a book on it, or maybe just setting up my camp chair. And my camp chair has a side table on it, little fold-out, tiny little table with a drink rack. And made by Coleman, I'm sure by slave labor in China. But anyway, it is, and I bring a book and I just read until I get cold, because it usually gets cool up there pretty quick. And I'm on my way up Mount Lemmon, and he likes to ride with his head out the window, so I put the window down about 6 inches so he can get his head out. But if he gets a wild notion to go out, he's gonna have to struggle a little, and I'll be able to reach back and grab his leash. keep him from going out the window. He's never had the ideation to do that. He doesn't try and run away at all. Even if I drop the leash, he doesn't run away. But anyway, he laid down for a while. I said, well, I'm not going to ruin my air conditioning and have the window open, so I powered the window closed. And I look in the rearview mirror, and he's got his face up by the glass, like, hey, why can't I get my face out the window? So I lowered the window a little bit, and I let him stick his head out and going along, and I hear the noise of a lot of wind, and I look in the rearview mirror, and the window is all the way open. And he's not leaning out too far, not much farther than if it was just open 6 inches. But the window's all the way open, so I put the window 3/4 of the way back up. And a couple seconds later, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and the window's back down. And going, hey, something ain't right here. So I put the window back up. And sure enough, a few seconds later, the window's all the way down again. All right, I know what's happening here. So I put it back to the 3/4 mark, and I engage the child lock so that somebody can't use the rear window switch. It's a control from the driver's seat. About 30 seconds later, I hear... And sure enough, Mr. Intelligence in the back seat is trying to whack the window switch to get it to go down. It's like, I know this worked before, but it seems not to be working now. And I said, that's got to be a story I tell on air. So anyway, Charger the smart dog. 520-790-2040. If you got a shorter than that dog story and you want to tell it, you're more than welcome to do it. Bob predicted sometimes are diamonds, some days are diamonds and some days are stones with calls. So if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to do it at 520-790-2040. And buy, sell, or trade anything you'd like. Tell a fast dog story. Whatever it might happen to be, you're more than welcome to do it here. As long as, like I say, it's lawful and it's moral. And we won't get in your grill about it. And I'm going to open my on-air sheet and see what I have to do next. And that is, oh yeah, I want to tell you about my donut shop. My donut shop is a wonderful place to be. It is, it's called K Donut Wheel. And they're located on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, about 400 yards. And, oh boy, what a great place to be. And they do all kinds of donuts. They do fritters. They do wonderful apple and cherry fritters. They also do bear claws. Their bear claws are just out of this world good. And I got to tell you, it is you won't be sorry that you went there. And they have a drive-through. It's very efficient. Kay's there with her little headset on, and may I help you? And if you want half hot chocolate and half coffee, they'll do that for you. Some places say, oh, I don't know how to charge that. Or you go to Dunkin' Donuts and ask them for a drink to be mixed like that, you're going to have a hard time getting it. Or they'll charge you the full price of both the coffee and the hot chocolate. But at Kay Donut Wheel, they charge you a fair price. I think a half a cup of hot chocolate and half a cup of coffee, I think, is $2.99. I can't remember. But anyway, it's reasonably priced in today's market. You can get out of there for under $7 with a nice big cup of coffee and a really big, like a bear claw. You cut it in half and serve it among two people. It'll be plenty for both of you, or save half of it for later, which is what I usually do. And you'll be fully served and very happy you went there. It's called K Donut Wheel. They do dozens, and if you have multiple dozens, if you have more than two dozen, at a time, then give them a call, 748-7128. Is that right? 748, I think 748-7128 is right. And give them a call in advance and let them know that you want more than two dozen, and they'll have it for you. Preferably the day before would be good. And they make all their donuts right on premises. They're fresh as can be, and you will be very happy that you went. Also brought to you by Perfection Auto Works. It's like donuts for your car. It makes your car happy, and that's what they try to do. They try to maintain the car as if to make it run as if it were new. And if you want to maintain your car so that it runs like it was new, then they're the shop for you. If you want to drive it until the wheels fall off and then tow the Hulk to the mechanic, yeah, take it somewhere else. He's not your mechanic. But I'll tell you what, you got to make an appointment. It's 4 or 5 weeks out, and it's worth the wait. And I got to make an appointment for a transmission service on my car and on my CRV. And I will look forward to having that done. And my their number is 323-8650. That's 323-8650. And perfectionautoworks.com. And we're about ready, if I can get the mouse over to the right place, we're about ready for our next break. And let's see, All Spots Production for Air, yeah, and break two, and open with. All right, and everything is set on the board, yeah, it is, and we'll be back after this.
This is Herman Cain. You'll get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
Everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
Hey, this is Bullwinkle. You're listening to the Swap Shop.
John Quincy uniquely understood what we had to do as a new country is to understand the values and character of our nation and to tell ourselves stories that would reinforce that. God gives us all things to do, and if we're lucky, he gives us things that we like to do and really enjoy them.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This drought-stricken land sees nothing but strife. If there ain't no water, man, there ain't no life. A tornado's little brother playing a whirlwind game, monsoon. Orange, gray, pink, and blue, sunset skies of brilliant hue, monsoon.
And that is Green Valley artist, let's see, has a local guy singing his own song out of Green Valley News. So I got that. It's Roy Kinney is his name. And I don't know why it didn't stick in my head, but for some reason it didn't. It's a really good song. And let's see, there's a lot of people that have written a song called Monsoon, it seems. You know, I should play that whole song all the way out. If anybody wants to hear it, one person calls and asks me to play it, I will. I'm going to leave the player up, and if somebody calls me and says, I'd like to hear that song, I'll play it. But I want to hear at least one person in the audience, so I'm not inflicting what I want on you. I'm giving you what you want, which is kind of the whole idea of the program, really, when you get down to it, is to try and give people what they want. You know, the motto of this of the Liberty Watch program is so that government remains servant, not master. And the only way you can do that is if you have an electorate that has that is informed, and the only way you can have good information is to give it to them in ways they want to deliver it as infotainment, at least that I can think of, is to deliver it as infotainment, to deliver a message to an audience in a way that doesn't put them to sleep. And even the commercials are worth listening to. They're interesting and funny and different. So to that end, we're going to go to the phones and call her. Your first name, please.
Pat.
Hi, Pat. You're on the radio.
Hi. I'd like to hear that whole song, please,
okay,
if you could.
I would love to play it.
And they say get ready for some storms today, too, so.
Yeah, especially if you live in Texas. Okay, I got to go. I got other callers.
Well,
do you have anything
you
else?
So much.
All right, bye. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Charles. I'm Francis.
Hi, Francis.
And they say, get ready for...
Francis, it's better to get away from the radio or turn it off when you're on the phone, because there's a seven-second delay. You'll hear it through your phone. It'll make you a little nuts. I'm not yelling. I'm just telling you.
I thought you were still with the lady. Okay.
Yeah.
I turned it off.
Okay.
Okay. I would love it if you would play that monsoon song all the way through.
Okay. That's two votes. All right. Well, have you got time? I got time before the next break, so I'm just going to do that right now. Anything else to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
No, just to confirm that he's the phone number of the K-Donut wheel, because it sounds real similar to your number. Is it 748-7128, K-Donut wheel?
I think it's 748. No, I was wrong. I blew a phone number. I've been doing that more lately. I wonder if it's age setting in. 748-8129 is the number.
8129.
Thank you very much. 748-8129. Please, if you go over there, please let them know you heard it on my program.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I got to tell you. I got to tell you why. These are not just good donuts. They're very good people.
Oh.
They're immigrants from, I'm not sure, an Asian country. It may be Vietnam. It may be Cambodia. I don't know. And I don't make it a big deal to ask people where they're from. That's kind of embarrassing, maybe. But they're the hardest working people. They get there at 2:30 to 3 in the morning to start making donuts. Yeah. And they work until 8 o'clock at night.
Man, so when do they sleep?
That's the question. And I'm telling you, these are really good people. These are incredibly, 7 days a week, these are incredibly hardworking people. And they just, they earn our business. I'm absolutely in awe of them. So,
once I'm free to go out on the buses again, so after the first week in August, I would like to go down there very much.
Yeah, or, you know what, do Uber Eats and order some donuts from them.
I don't ever do, like, the technology, but I'll just wait till the second week of August and take the number 17 bus down. It goes to the corner of Wilmot and Golf Links, and then I'll just walk down a little bit further down Wilmot and get to them, and I'll be very happy to get their apple fritters and bear claws.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Charger really likes the bear claw. I gave him a corner of one last time I was there. That was just gone. He didn't chew it. Just, whoop.
Got the almond paste in it, I'll bet.
I don't remember. But I ate it too fast.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's just major stuff.
But actually,
I appreciate what you say about being wonderful people. That really adds to my joy. It's like a place to feel the wholesomeness of a human.
It's like, I said that I usually don't get filled donuts. Well, you know, donuts, but I have a weakness for jelly-filled, like Bismarck-style donuts. So once in a while, I indulge myself. And I said, oh, you only got two left. I'll have one. And she put two in the bag, and she charged me for it. And I said, that bag's kind of heavy. And she, you know, I hadn't opened the bag. And I said, I really only wanted one. I said, here, take one out of there with your tongs. And they took it. She took it out. And she said, I'll give you your money back. I said, nah, don't do that. Just, I'm so happy to do business with you, you know. I told her when I was pitching her for radio, I said, I'll buy your donuts whether you buy my radio or not. But, I mean, I'm a fan and I can convince people to go into your place a lot more than
you. Yeah, about it.
A lot more than the amount of money you're paying me. What? I'm sorry?
Bismarck style. Is that real jelly in the donuts or is it egg?
Oh, for God's sakes, what do I know about food? Ask me about gunpowder. Ask me about grain weight of bullets and velocity. Don't ask me about jelly in the donut, for goodness sakes.
I can ask Ben where I could try one. But I'll tell you, my father used to lob grenades when he was in World War I. He was a grenadier.
Back when a grenadier really was a grenadier. Hey, we got a choice. We can talk or you can listen to a song.
I'll listen to a song.
Have a nice day.
God bless you, Charles. Thank you, too.
Bye. And I think this is it. Let's see if this is it. Oh, hey, a Ron Arenas commercial. How cool. Let's see. There we go. Skip. I don't know if this is it. Doesn't sound like it. This song begins with a thunderstorm.
Help me, however did you come to be here?
No, that was not it. Aha. Monsoons. Monsoon by, let's see, Monsoon Local Glam by Roy Kinney. Let's see, Monsoon, must be a Catholic operation. It's run by the Monsignor. Monsoon by Roy Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y. Let's try that on for size. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Bunker.
Hi, Bunker. You're on the air.
How you doing? Oh, okay. Have you got time for a PSA?
Real quick, if you would.
Oh, okay. Coming up Saturday, July 26th, down at the Empire Ranch, we'll be celebrating the National Day of the Cowboy, which is a great opportunity to recognize the heritage and history of the cowboy. It's a day of trail rides, exhibitors, music, and history. It'll feature musician Jay Faircloth, cowgirl poet Maria Eastman, and you can come down. There's trail rides, ranch house tours, western vendors, and demos. The trail ride schedule is 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. They're 45-minute trail rides, and you do need to pre-register. There will be hamburgers and hot dogs available. You can purchase them in advance. Again, it's down at the La Cienega National Conservation Area and the Empire Ranch. We'd love to see you down there, and we'll welcome you one and all.
All right. Thank you, Bunker.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Drought-stricken land sees nothing but strife. 'Cause if there ain't no water, man, there ain't no life. A dust devil dancing, El Diablo its name. A tornado's little brother playing a whirlwind game. Monsoon, orange, gray, pink, and blue. Sunset skies, a brilliant hue, monsoon. Storm clouds rolling over mountaintops, packing their load of precious raindrops, monsoon. The lightning flashes and thunder roars, I guess it's time to head indoors, monsoon. To come alive again. Rain, rain, rain now. Tell me where have you been? But the scorching heat in the month of June brings us a promise of rain. They call monsoon, monsoon. Orange, gray, pink, and blue. Sunset skies, a brilliant hue, monsoon. Storm clouds rolling over mountain tops, packing their load of precious raindrops, monsoon. The lightning's flashing and thunder roars, I guess it's time to head indoors, monsoon. The storm is redemption. The storm is a rage. A breathtaking show now on Mother Nature's stage. The land drinks deeply now. After two dry years, the sound of raindrops is music to my ears. Monsoon. Orange, gray, pink, and blue. Sunset skies, a brilliant hue, monsoon. Storm clouds rolling over mountaintops, packing their load of precious raindrops, monsoon. The lightning is flashing and thunder roars, I guess it's time to head indoors, monsoon.
We have people that are spending their whole lives on human-caused global warming. If your whole career is, how do I convince everybody we have man-made global warming? That's sort of like being a Bigfoot journalist or a vampire journalist.
No, Steve, I got to put my foot down here at this point. Vampire lives matter. Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on KVOI, Charles.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. Serpents strut across the sky, east down to the south. Moon was a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. It was the rising Swap Shop moon.
And this portion of aforementioned Swap Shop, over which the moon can rise, is brought to you by Southern Arizona Rain Gutters. They do a wonderful job of collecting the rain from that falls on the roof of your house and not having it settle into the foundation to make your house settle. And also, if you want to, you can store that rainwater. And the city, if you live in the city, will even help pay for the... If you take a class, the city will even help pay for the... storage vessels at the rate of $1 a gallon, and of course I live in the city, but I'm not going to take the subsidy, but I am just going to enjoy the benefits of the rainwater, and the less business I do with the city of Tucson, the better I am. And if that's how you feel, or if you just want a simple way to water your lawn without using potable water, or is it called potable water, I think. And or if you want to have a source, they sell a really, really good water filter. It's in a jerry can, a 5-gallon jerry can, and it's a really good water filter. And I forget how much they are, but they're a really good filter. If you want one of those, and to just simply fill up and pump the water through the filter, manually pump it through the filter so you don't have to use unfiltered water in your sink, and you don't have to buy an expensive filter system to go into your home. You just simply, this filter lasts for thousands and thousands of gallons. It's 5 gallons at a time. If you want one of those, give them a call at 299-RAIN. That's 299-RAIN. And I got to tell you, we're also sponsored by Tucson Coin and Autograph, which does a phenomenal job of providing memorabilia, or memorablia, as Emil Franzi used to say, in the form of coins and rounds. A coin is a piece of currency made by a country. A round is a coin-shaped thing that isn't currency, but no matter what it is, I have an actual U.S. dollar in my hand. I've been talking about it for a while. It's got a relief of Wilbur and Orville Wright on the front side, and on the obverse side, it's got the Wright Flyer on its first flight. And if you'd like something like that to keep in your pocket, or your purse, or your coin, in my case, my coin purse, I have a really neat little coin purse with a bunch of chambers in it. I keep my thumb drives for the radio and this coin and an extra pair of earphones earplugs for the range and a little tiny little multi-tool in there. And if you'd like something like that to keep in your coin purse, you can get it at Tucson Coin and Autograph. They're located at 6350 North Oracle at the corner of Ornsicle and Orgrove. And they're on the south... east corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, and their number is it's TucsonCoinAndAutograph.com, and their number is 219-4427. That's 219-4427. And our number here in the radio station at the Bustos Death Star is 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, or trade. You still have 8 minutes left. And Tony, I'm sorry, I will get it out to you. Unless I already did and I forgot that I did it. But anyway, I will get it out to you. I'm sorry, I just noticed it on my dashboard still sitting there. Oops. At least I think I saw it sitting there. Either that or I'm seeing things. Anyway, this portion of the program also brought to you by the Tucson Tool Shop. Tucson Tool Shop is an absolutely wonderful place to get any kind of tool you want. And as I've said before, Billy gave me a wrench. It's a very small thing, but it's made by the Heller Wrench Company. It's nothing special. It's just a wrench. But it's from the Heller Wrench Company. And as soon as he saw it, he grabbed it and said, you got to have this, and gave it to me. And if you want that level of service, not that he's going to give you free tools, but that he's going to remember your name and that something, if something relates to you, that if someone can be that conscious about a person's name and a tool, he clearly loves tools and he clearly loves serving people. And if that's the kind of service you want, you really should go into Tucson Tool Company. It is the old Kent's Tools. It has all the charm and all the disorder. And it's actually not disordered at all. It has all the eye appeal of the old Kent's Tools. If anyone's been there knows what I'm talking about. It's probably laughing, chuckling right now. But bright and shiny and eye appeal, zero. Well-stocked and knowledgeable, 10. And if that's the kind of thing you want from your tool shop, then you should go to 133 East Grant Road. They do a great job. 624-8096. That's 624-8096. And you can still call us live on the air at 520-790-2040. I may have time, and if I don't have a call, I was talking to someone off the phone. I had an interesting thing happen to me over the last couple weeks. I was using Metro by T-Mobile, and I've been with them for about 10 years and becoming less and less happy. I couldn't get good. It's very hard to talk to their customer service. They're in the Philippines. They're nice people. I love the Filipinos. They're great allies. We have a wonderful naval base there that's back open again. But it's hard to talk to people from the Philippines. And they go round and round in circles without making a point, trying not to be offensive. And that's, frankly, aggravating to me. Second thing was I couldn't get my phone to forward. It was working for a while. They're charging me $2 a month for forwarding service, which is fine. And it wouldn't forward. So finally I got frustrated and I ported it. I have one phone on Metro. I have one on Pure Talk, which is only $20 a month. And I have one on Mint Mobile. There's a reason for what I do. In case any one of the systems goes down, I have a phone on a separate system. So I'm pretty much guaranteed wherever there is service available, unless, you know, something catastrophic has happened in the world, I will probably have cell phone service. So I do it that way, like I say, purposefully. Well, I decided I'm going to consolidate and I'm going to port the phone from Metro over to Pure Talk. Only one thing. In 2023, I attempted to test whether or not the phone from Metro would work on Pure Talk, and I took my Pure Talk SIM card and I put it in a Metro phone. Bad mistake. Caused immediate fraud alert, and they shut my phone off. I was eventually able to get the phone turned back on, but unbeknownst to me at the time, they had put my phone, my IMEI number, on the permanent block list for fraud. They reported it as a stolen phone. Well, when I go to transfer it over to Pure Talk, I made a couple test phone calls. I called JD. I had him call me. I called Pat. I sent some texts. And about 10 minutes later, the phone just shut off dead. It says your phone has been blocked on the network. I did a lot of investigation, and I found out that my phone was put on the IMEI block list by T-Mobile in 23. Now, I've been negotiating with them to get it taken off the block, but in the meantime, instead of not having any phone service, which I didn't have, I couldn't forward, I couldn't do anything, anybody that called me got a recording that my phone was out of service, I said, I'm just going to buy another phone. So I found a used phone for $112, more in line with what I really wanted originally anyway, a much smaller phone. And I got it hooked up in service. I got a guy in my business breakfast group, the guy that's advertising here, Tim Wagner, with ACI Starlink installations. I had him spend an hour with me, which reminds me, I got to pay him for that. And I got all the old stuff, the stuff from the old phone transferred into the new phone, and I'm back in service again after about a week and a day out of service. So, if you ever have a SIM card from a phone on one system, do not ever put that SIM card into the phone on another system without telling them, without porting the phone to that system. Because if you do that, it will instantly shut your phone down for fraud and you may not ever be able to use the phone again. I've got a wonderful Samsung A14 phone and it's totally useless because it's reported as it's on the international block list. I got to see if I can get it delisted, but if I can't, I don't really care. I'll just throw it in the garbage. Maybe just take the case off it and give it to somebody with an A14. But the point is, be careful with what you do with phones. And just because you think it's a good idea doesn't mean the phone system will think it's a good idea. The third one is Mint Mobile, and that one is $180 every 6 months, which is a little over $18 a month, $19-$20 a month. And it's a flip phone. It's a construction-style phone. It's a, Cat 22. It's made so you can drop it from 6 feet and not hurt it, or even immerse it in water for up to 2 minutes, and it won't hurt the phone. I haven't tried to test the theory. But it's a little thick for my pocket, but what I do is I forward my smartphone to my little flip phone, and now what I do is I only answer calls on the flip phone, and now I don't spend my whole day with my nose buried inside a phone like a lot of millennials and other people. I'm not one of those idiots walking around and tripping over things with my nose in the phone. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah. It's been a wonderful swap shop. Everybody's been kind, which I appreciate greatly. And it's getting to be that time again. And remember, there's always enough room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right things, you'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. And as Pat says, tante habri frutis, always have fun doing it. And we'll see you in a little while on Liberty Watch. Who have I got coming up? Richard Battle at 11:30, and I've got Paul Steidler, who's always good, at 11. So we'll see you then. Make it a great week.
Listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson.
Good night, Chet. Good luck, David.
Good day.
And once again, I misread the clock. This Dead Air, brought to you by a combination of Perfection Auto Works, maintaining your car like it was new since 1994, and Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. And AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice. Stay tuned for CBS Disinformation.